Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. So I'm in Colorado. The winds are about 100 miles per hour. We had an amazing weekend with the divine Shakti Durga from Shanti Mission in Australia, blissing out with the Divine Mother. Hello, namaste to all of my wonderful friends that we met this weekend. I love you all. If you're tuning in tonight, thanks for tuning in. If it's the first time, thank you really for tuning in. I love that when you guys tune in and tweet me at Max Tucci. Email me, max@maxtucci.com. Let me know what's going on in your life. So just to let you know, there's been a lot going on this weekend here in Colorado with Shakti Durga. I want you to check out the Shanti Mission website. So right now, if you can, go to ShaktiDurga.com. You'll learn more about her there. Her daughter, Gayatri, is coming on tonight because she has a new CD called Ignite. Gayatri K. And really, this CD, we've been playing it in the house all weekend. It's got songs that will ignite your spirit, your soul, and also this timeless music. It's music that will get you into a good mood no matter what you're going through, whether it's a breakup, whether it's a connection, whether it's just life in general. It's one of those CDs that you could pop in, enjoy, and love. I have my copy here. Gayatri is going to be here later on to talk about Ignite, her journey, and what really this CD means to her, why she did it, and why now. It's a great CD. So here's the deal. There's been so much going on since the last time I've been here. We really don't have that much time for Hot Topics, but Hunter Cross is going to join us in just a moment because we've got an update on that whole Miami tip thing. And some other things going on. We'll talk about that in particular tonight here on Max and Friends, just to get the Hot Topics out of the way. But happy Pride Coming Out Day to all of those. If you come out straight, congratulations. If you come out gay, congratulations. If you just come out of a hard place, congratulations. I don't think we have to have this whole coming out thing necessarily mean 100% gay. Because if you're in that closet of fear or danger, of insecurity, and you've come out of that, welcome to the world. I hope you're inspired to tell your story because everybody's got one. So when you tell your story, I think a lot of people will resonate with your being and your soul. And yeah, it's good to tell your story. It's a good thing to do. And don't be ashamed of it. Be happy. Come out. Well, on that note, we've got a fun song for tonight on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Hunter Cross. Hit it.
Two, three, four.
Holiday Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross, a really poor version. But we've got Hot Topics right now. Hit it. We're going to drop it on Max and Friends. Welcome back, Hunter Cross. What's going on?
Hey, Max. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
So, you know, since last week when we were talking about the whole tip thing and people adding donations to your bill and receipt and et cetera at restaurants in Miami and Florida and wherever, you know, we got a lot of feedback. People were talking about it like they never knew about it and they never knew it existed. So we put you out on the scene. And Hunter Cross went out in the field, he kind of went undercover with us. So tell us what happened and give us an update on this whole tip thing that's happening now.
Well, okay. So last week we spoke about the fact that some restaurants were deciding to be charitable with your money by adding charities to your bill that were listed among the food items that you bought and tax and everything else. In addition to that, they'd add a little charity that they wanted to give. Basically, you were giving them money. So we were just raising awareness to take a look at your checks and make sure you know what you're paying for. Well, anyway, in that same vein, I was at a restaurant, and a few weeks actually ago, I had been in a restaurant in Colorado where I had ordered some things from the restaurant. It was kind of one of these places where you order at the counter and they get it for you, and then you pick it up at the end. So it's not a sit-down restaurant. So I'm at the register. I ordered everything I wanted. I gave the lady my credit card, and on the list there's a line right below the total of the amounts for the items I bought to add a tip. And I thought, well, this girl and her staff back there, they're working hard. So I put a couple of dollars down on that thing, and I signed it. And I don't know what caused me to ask this, but I asked the girl, I said, if I put the tip on here, you get it, right? That you and the other people back here? And she said, well, actually, no. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, any money that you put on the register tape, the restaurant keeps. They don't get any of it. So I thought, well, that's crazy. I'm never going to put any money on here again if the restaurant's just going to keep the money. I'm doing it because I wanted to give something to the staff. No, can't do that. They'll just keep the money. So anyway, then this morning I just happened to be at a restaurant in Miami Beach. And similar situation where the only difference is that this restaurant, as in a lot of restaurants in Miami Beach, they add the tip or an 18% gratuity to the check when you pay. So you really aren't tipping. They kind of automatically put it on. So there's also a line where you can add more if you want. Well, this waitress in particular was doing a good job, and she was like out of her mind, crazy busy this morning. So I thought I was going to give her another couple of bucks. So it dawns on me, I should ask her. So I say to her, hey, if I put an extra couple of bucks on here, do you get them? And she said, well, I only get to keep 70% of it. Who keeps the other part? Well, the restaurant keeps the other 30%. So if you put an extra couple of bucks on the bill on top of the 18%, she only gets to keep 70 cents on every dollar you give her. They just keep the extra 30 cents. The restaurant keeps it. And she said, and by the way, we don't even get the whole 18% that the restaurant's already putting in the check. I said, what do you mean that 18% is not your tip? She said, no, we only get 7%. And the other 11% that they withhold because they pay the waiter, the busboys and the bartender and all that stuff. You know, back in the day when the waiter worked for a restaurant, at the end of the night, you know, the waiters who were getting tips would tip out their busboys and their bartenders who helped them throughout the night. And that was pretty much the way it worked. You know, it was relied on the waiter to do the right thing by his coworkers. Well, now they're putting this 18% on the check, and then the waitress isn't even keeping the money. She keeps 7% out of the 7% out of the total 18% they're putting in, and they keep the other 11%, and they keep 70% of the extra money that I give her.
So break it all down. Break this all down, because the mathematics at this hour for some it's too much. So break it all down. What should we do?
Well, basically, if you're going to tip something beyond the 18% that the restaurant already taxed on, give it to the waitress in cash, because she will be able to keep the entire amount of the cash. If you put it on your credit card by giving her an extra couple of bucks, she's only going to get a portion of that dollar. So
unless, if any.
Unless you just If it is, that's right. If any.
Yeah, so we're going to, like, uncover. We're going to uncover. It's like a whole scam. I think it's a scam. So we're going to uncover this scam. Watch your money, people, because you know what? It's like the ATM. All of a sudden, you're at an ATM and you're paying $3 every time you take money out. At the end of the year, it could have saved you over $1,000. So the same thing for this. Know where your money's going. That's the point of this hot topic. But we've got another one tonight, too. Let's just discuss real quick about one of our presidential candidates who said that he was held up by gunpoint, was it? Tell the story, Hunter.
Yeah, well, Ben Carson had made some pretty outrageous comments about the Oregon shooting and suggested that the victims of the Oregon shooting, perhaps they wouldn't have been killed had they kind of like got together and decided to rush the shooter. Well, in fact, there was something like that occurred. And in fact, somebody did get shot and survived it, actually trying to take down the shooter. But more importantly, Ben Carson, to try and illustrate his kind of John Wayne-ishness, said that he actually had been held up at gunpoint once at a fried chicken establishment. The guy walks in, shoves a gun in his ribs, and he kind of says, "Hey, I don't think you want me. You want the guy behind the counter." He kind of like said, "Don't shoot me, shoot that guy." So meanwhile, as outrageous as that might be, it turns out that that might not have even happened at all. But he may have just completely made it up, because the city of Baltimore, where he claims it took place, has no record of any such holdup. And Ben Carson, you know, while he only entered the consciousness of most of Americans recently because he's the number two in the polls on the Republican side, he in his own right has been a famous person, a man of significant note as a scientist and as a surgeon. So if this man, a rather well-known surgeon, had been held up at gunpoint, that would be huge news. That would be like if Albert Einstein had been held up in the 7-Eleven, you'd have heard about it. It would have been famous. It would have been famous. American brain surgeon gets held up in Popeye's chicken. There would have been a headline. There was no headlines. There's no news reports. There's no police reports. There's no nothing. It sounds as if he made it all up. And will it
now, what happens when – now, here's the thing that we talked about earlier when we were doing pre-production. When we were talking about – we have newscasters in this country, in America, where they go on, they make up a story, and they get fired. And our presidential candidates, we don't like lift them on the same regard as newscasters. Brief us on this, Hunter.
Brian Williams, his entire career was destroyed effectively, and he's the subject of late night TV show fodder for the comedians because he exaggerated significantly his own personal experience in a news event. But meanwhile, so he loses, his whole career gets destroyed and he's ridiculed. Meanwhile, we have a guy like Ben Carson, a man who's running to have the highest office in our land. Yeah, we give him a pass and, oh yeah, it's just campaign puffery. Meanwhile, the guy claims to have been held up at gunpoint to try and prove that other people, victims of crime, have some responsibility for themselves getting held up. Or being shot when a crazed gunman shows up. It's unbelievable. His timidity and insensitivity to these events and the blaming it on the individual is simply just another way of diverting attention away from the real problem, and that is that guns are too easy to obtain in America. It's simple as that. But instead of addressing that issue and trying to figure out how to make sensible gun laws, we just say there's no gun law problem at all. It's not the guns at all. It's just the people who got shot. It's their fault because they didn't rush the gunman. It's so absurd.
Now, you know, it is absurd. But you know what's happening right now in People Magazine? If you go to People Magazine or People.com, there is every single phone number, their public numbers, for all of the congressmen and women in the United States. And, you know, the NRA is on a ruler, let's say 3 inches, compared to how big America and Americans are and those that are registered and able to vote. Go get that People Magazine. Go get People.com. Call your congresspeople and tell them you're not going to vote for them if guns are readily this easy to obtain. What do you think about that, Hunter Cross?
Well, you know, one of the things that often comes up when there's a tragedy like this is that we say that we need to address our mental health issues in America, because these people are mentally ill and what have you, and that's how they're getting guns. But as it turns out, mental illness, they're using the stigma of mental illness against the mentally ill. In other words, I saw a newscast recently where they explained that the vast majority of mentally ill people, and of course there's millions of them in America, the vast majority of mentally ill people are not violent. They have no risk of causing violence. There's no risk that they will get a gun and kill people. You know, those people you see mumbling around in the streets, they're in their own world sometimes. And their world that they're in, mumbling around, doesn't have anything to do with violence or buying a gun. Some of those folks, they're never going to be able to get the money together to go buy a gun. Those are not people to worry about. The mental illness that they try and suggest is what's causing this. It's such a tiny fraction of the mentally ill population in this country. So all of these laws, no matter what you do or public services that you provide for the mentally ill, whether it's shelter or food or whatever services you provide to the mentally ill, will have absolutely no effect on the number of gun incidences that occur in this country, because the vast majority of mentally ill people are not dangerous anyway. So there isn't any real effect.
So what do you suggest, Hunter? What do we have to do? And then we got to wrap this up.
There has to be reasonable gun laws, not confiscations of guns or banning of weapons.
So what do we tell our Congress people?
We have to tell them to get sensible gun legislation adopted, notwithstanding the absolute refusal of the National Rifle Association, which is basically a trade organization for the gun and ammunition sales or manufacturers. The NRA is not an organization that represents the American people. It's a representation. It's an organization bought and paid for by the gun and the ammunition industry in this country. They are bamboozling the average American and using them for their own purposes. There needs to be sensible regulation of guns in America. That's the way to curb these kinds of events. Not necessarily that gun legislation alone would have stopped any of these events, but without it, we'll reduce not only these various incidences that seem to be happening every month, but we'll also minimize the number of gun incidences that we don't hear about in the news, where people or kids are getting their parents' guns and killing themselves or killing their brothers or sisters with guns. All of those things will start to be diminished if we get sensible gun policy in the United States. Not necessarily these mass killings. There may be all kinds of other reasons for that. But we need sensible gun policy. And to blame it on the mentally ill broadly demonizes and additionally stigmatizes the mentally ill, who are very rarely dangerous anyway. So we
of
don't
course.
Need to stigmatize
them. The majority of them live in my building in South Beach. But on that note, we got to wrap this up. Hunter Cross, thanks for being here, because we got to get into some really good music tonight here. I thank you for always joining us on Hot Topics, and we're going to continue this conversation because now, you know, election season's coming. So Hunter Cross is going to be back more often, and we're glad of that. Hunter, thanks so much for being here tonight.
It's my pleasure, Max.
I'll talk to you after the show. Thanks so much.
Right.
Well, to kind of just like swing things around, let's go. I'm going to claim right now that we have the power to hold peace. Peace is the ability to be calm, centered, and gracefully authentic. It empowers us in our daily life circumstances instead of allowing anxiety to rob us of peace, or only being able to feel peace in an externally peaceful environment. The power of peace enables us to be serene within and an instrument of peace to the world. So the blessing, and these are from Shakti Durga's Strength of the Soul cards. They're inspirational cards. You can get them at ShaktiDurga.com. The blessing, I am a peacemaker. I bring peace to any situation through my inner strength, heart, and soul. On that note, speaking of peace and love and dreams, about maybe six or seven years ago, a young gentleman we discovered because of Miley Cyrus, and his name is Thomas Hibner, and he writes the most incredible songs, and we had him on the show numerous times, and he always tweets me or Facebooks me and lets me know what his life is doing, because when he was on my show, I told him, you've got to dream bigger. Your life is so big. Dream bigger. And I got the most incredible update. Thomas Hibner, he's directing, he's writing, he's producing, he's doing so many wonderful things. He's an awesome, awesome being. I just send him so much love right now and respect. And thank you, Thomas, for being on Max and Friends many times. And thank you, Miley Cyrus, for tweeting us and letting us know about Thomas Hibner. And here's a song, Dreams Come True, by Thomas Hibner. He wrote the song. And when we're back, my friend Gayatri is going to join us and tell us about her dreams and how they're coming true. But right now, a song by Thomas Hibner, Dreams Come True, on Max and Friends.
My success is all right here. I'm on this road of passion. I don't want my journey to end. Dreams come true. I can't believe my dreams came true. My life is nonstop excitement. Enjoy in the ride. I'm trying. Grateful for everyone watching my back. Without you guys, I would be lost. Sometimes things get rough as concrete, but I'm not letting go. I must aim ahead to move forward.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Thomas Hibner, the song Dreams Come True. Thomas, if you're tuning in tonight, thank you so much for having so many songs that enlighten so many people. Your songs, when we play them here, we literally get emails that people say how much they love your lyrics and how wonderful you are and how their songs bring them through some tough times. Well, my next guest tonight on Max and Friends, her mother's been here a whole bunch of times, Shakti Durga from Shanti Missions in Australia. And this weekend, we held the most wonderful, wonderful Blissing Out to the Divine Mother retreat in Boulder, Colorado that we've been talking about here on the show. We're going to do it next year. So I would say for more information, go to, but I guess you can go to ShaktiDurga.com. We'll tweet it after the show so you know exactly. But Gayatri is an amazing young woman with the heart and soul of love. I mean, when God created love in the image of, he created Gayatri. And her new album called Ignite is one that is super amazing, one that is timeless, one that will carry you through, just like Thomas's music. It will carry you through good times, hard times, and it will just make you feel so alive. Ignite. Don't we want all of our spirits and souls to ignite? Well, my next guest is going to talk about how you can ignite just the being of joy inside of you. So welcome, Gayatri, to Max and Friends.
Thanks, Max. So good to be here.
I'm so happy that you're here. I feel like you're just in the other room because you've been that way for the whole weekend. And it's so weird that you're not here right now. Well, before we continue, I just want you to know that I have the Strength of the Soul cards here. And mm-hmm. I was thinking of you while I pulled one out, and I pulled out Power to Transcend. So that's your card for this interview. So Gayatri, tell us about, let's go to the genesis of Gayatri. And tell us about your life and why music is such a big part of your life.
Yeah, well, music's always been a massive part of my life. My dad was a drummer, so love from dad usually came in cuddles with gentle drum beats on the back. So music went in a loving way from a very early age. And then my beautiful mom, who you mentioned, Shakti Durga, who is resplendent with light and grace, she started a spiritual path when I was just a little girl. I was two, and she went from being a law attorney to being a spiritual seeker, and then eventually to being quite an amazing guru for the Western world, so bringing Eastern things to the West. And one of her missions is to connect with the divine and help others to connect with the divine and bring heaven to earth. And so one of the ways that we've always kind of connected with the divine in that path was through music and opening our hearts through music. So I'd always sang devotionally, and I had always had a yearning in my being from being a part of mom's spiritual journey and experiencing my own and meeting many masters through my childhood, which was exquisite. I'd always had this yearning to help transform consciousness when I became a grown-up. And I didn't really know how I was going to do that. So when I finished school, I studied psychology and comparative religion. And at the end of my my degree, I had two exams left. And I went to satsang with mom, with Shakti Durga. And she was definitely in Shakti Durga mode that day, not in mom mode, because the exams I had left were advanced statistics and abnormal psychology. And when I received a blessing from Shakti Durga that day, she did a singing discourse, which is an amazing thing she does, where the divine sings through her and it rhymes in English and it comes straight in the moment. And it was a blessing. She blessed me with the capacity for writing music and poetry. And I thought, well, that's clearly not mom, because the mom I know would bless me with the capacity to recall everything about abnormal psychology and advanced statistics. And here she's blessing me with poetry. And so because I was in exam mode, I was so grateful. I could feel the blessing filling me with bliss, but I had to get back in my grounded self. And so I did my exam on the Monday, and then Tuesday was a study day. And I found that I couldn't study because music was spilling through my being. I couldn't stop writing music. And it was interesting because I've always sung, I've sung along with pop music, but really what I've sung publicly has been mantra and kirtan. And what was happening was like a synthesis of pop and kirtan. So there were songs coming through that were kind of love songs, but love songs about the divinity in the beloved that that shines with light and faith in that soul. And then bits of mantra would come through as well. And
how beautiful. Well, yeah. Speaking of your songs, and then I want to ask you a few questions after, but set up sure. The song Real Freedom for us. Where were you in the moment when Real Freedom came to your being? Where were you in your mind frame?
Where was I in my mind frame? I was thinking about how important courage is on a spiritual path, and how, you know, to love and serve and, you know, peace, love and mung beans actually requires a lot of strength of the soul, like you mentioned earlier, and a lot of courage. Because opening your heart is so vulnerable. So it's about how to have that courage and open your heart in the face of whatever life throws at you.
So Real Freedom, we're going to play it here right now on Max and Friends by Gayatri. Hit it.
If you really want to be set free, embrace your vulnerability. Dive into the fear to dive into love, then let the honey flow down from above. Hey, hey. I'm told fear guards the doorway to love. There's a phenomenon I've discovered. Opening my heart despite my fear could be broken. Every time I've done this, I've experienced true bliss. Here to shelter me.
in their heart, they're afraid. If they do, all the pain will start. It takes courage, babe, to love yourself. So shield the fear, to deflect the fear onto those you love and hope so dear. Till if you do feel love, it's only from afar. But babe, it's only insecurity. Something that you don't really need to be. Just love yourself authentically. Authenticity, self-confidence, after all, is remarkably sexy. So drop your defenses and false pretenses and find what's inside that's not expensive, but good and true and real. You're gonna shock yourself with sex appeal. Who knows just what you're gonna reveal. And maybe most importantly, you will be what you're meant.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Gayatri K. The song is Real Freedom from the album Ignite. She's dropping it now, so you're all going to be able to get this because you need this in your life. Gayatri, you do your thing. What does authenticity mean to you in that song?
What is authenticity? I think it's the courage to look deeply inside yourself, despite what society is telling you that you need to be, despite what you think you need to be loved by someone or to get attention from someone or to be approved of, to just look inside yourself and find how God blazes through you and shine that way.
And shine that way. So how is it to be the daughter of a guru?
It's been trippy. It's been awesome and trippy because, you know, when I was born, as I said, she was a lawyer. And so to watch her have this transformation has been really miraculous. And I just thank my lucky stars because I've gotten to come along on the journey as she just quested. She quested throughout most of my childhood and studied with Sai Baba and Pranic Healing Organization and gurus in Bali and India and the Philippines. And I just got to learn all of this stuff from all of these masters. So I feel like it was like being in Harry Potter, like to be really honest. It was like, you know, I was a kid and it was that age for me where Harry Potter was big. And you know, that there's that part where Hagrid says, "You're a wizard, Harry." You may or may not know that. But there's this bit where Harry realizes that he's not disempowered after all, that he has these powers to, you know, transform the universe. And my version of events is that every human has that inside of themselves. This is my 8-year-old theory, but I've stuck with it. And that,
what are some of your powers?
Well, I don't know. I guess blessings, transformation, positivity in action, how to find bliss and joy, when life seems to be not giving you bliss and joy, that sort of thing.
How do we find bliss and joy when life isn't giving it to us? We pop in your CD, right?
That's right. Thanks, Max. Well, I don't know. There's been experiences in my life where things have not been technically according to plan, but somehow inside my heart, there's a bubble of joy, a bubble of kind of happiness that that just seems to be there, and you can either tune into it or you can ignore it. And so for me, it's been tuning into that bubble of happiness and falling into it. It shows you, it transforms your thinking so that you know how to respond to the situation to turn it into goodness. And that's, I think, a power that we all have.
We do have that power. We also have soulmates in our life. So what is your definition of a soulmate?
I was actually just talking to about this with a friend, and I was talking about how a soulmate feels like someone who, when you meet this person, you immediately see the truth of their being. You see the divine in them, but also they see the divine in you. And through seeing the divine in each other, you kind of lift each other into joy and bliss, but you also lift each other into the fullness of what you can be. Yeah, I think that would be my definition.
That's a lovely one. Speaking of definitions, and you said divine, can you define the divine?
Can I define the divine? I think it's almost indefinable. Is that a word? But I think it's anything that you want it to be. I think it is unconditional love and blazing joy. And I think it's in nature. And I think there are many masters who've demonstrated different aspects of the divine. But I think really it's kind of so nebulous that we could never understand all of it. But all of those things are part of it.
Now, do you believe everyone has a soulmate?
I feel like there are all sorts of different soulmates, and that you can have a divine partner soulmate, you can have friend soulmates and guru soulmates. So I think, yes, everyone has soulmates, people who see your soul and love you as you are.
And love you as you are. So tell us about the song Soulmate. I always ask the question, what was your frame of mind in Soulmate? Because, you know, when people who aren't songwriters and they go through life, they've always wondered why people write these songs and how they can identify with that song so much, because they don't know how to write it themselves. So where were you in Soulmate, and where will it identify with people who are going through what you went through?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was actually in Thailand on a holiday, so that's a nice setup. And I'd woken up early, and I was with a beloved boy who he was still asleep, and I just thought, my goodness, he's such a beautiful being. I could feel the beauty of his soul and how beautiful he was. And I thought, how incredible is this that I get to be in Thailand with this beautiful being? And after all of, you know, my journey with learning to love myself and wondering if I'm lovable or not and trying to find that I am, there's this being of total beauty next to me who thinks that I'm lovable. And what a joy that is, to be able to receive that love from someone who you love so much.
Absolutely. Well, Soulmate on Max and Friends. We'll be right back.
I've tried to be what I'm not before. It left me downhearted and insecure. And now that you're here, baby, I don't need to do that anymore. So thank you for coming, for seeing, for staying, for being the answer to all of my praying. In spite of all the crazy things I think and say and do, thanks for loving me as I love you. Love shouldn't make you like anyone else. Help you discover yourself and love yourself. Even those parts that you've kept on the shelf. Because imagine your soulmate comes down from above and he's questing and searching for you whom he loves. How will he find you when you're trying to hide you? You've just gotta trust that you're good enough. And let your heart sing. Thank you for coming, for seeing, for staying, for being the answer to all of my praying.
This is Max and Friends. That was the song Soulmate from Gayatri K. The CD, the album is Ignite. Where can we get this album, Gayatri?
Well, at the moment, you would have to email me, but it will be on iTunes in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
All right, so we give them a little tease now, and then when it's on iTunes, you'll come back.
That's exactly
easy enough. Easy enough. So we're giving you a tease into Gayatri K's new album, Ignite. It's one of those albums, I'm telling you, it's so timeless, Gayatri. I've listened to it, and it really is the kind of music that even like 20 years from now, we could pop in and still identify with it. Why do you think that is?
I think love is universal, and learning to open your heart in any situation is something that will bring bliss to anybody.
It will bring bliss to anybody. What is your definition of ignite?
Ignite. Oh, it's like when that spark inside of you that everybody has, the part of you that is the most you can be, the most joyful you can be, lights up and wakes up, and you know yourself to be joyful. You know yourself to be lovable.
And we're all lovable, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think when you realize that and that bit wakes up in you, then your sense of destiny comes alive and you just bring light to everyone you encounter.
You do. And that's what this album does. It really does. It brings light to everyone who's encountering it. Tonight here on Max and Friends, keep tweeting me at Max Tucci. We're going to keep you informed with Gayatri K's album and where you can get it. So we're just giving you the tease tonight. So thanks for the tweets and asking where, but we will keep you posted. So, you know, the holidays are coming. So it's just that pre-gift until you can actually get it. So speaking of the holidays, when this comes out, this will be the perfect stocking stuffer because it's great for everyone out there who's tuning in. Now, Happy For No Reason is such a great song. I was listening to it and I absolutely love it. Tell us about Happy For No Reason, because we're going to leave everybody with this song tonight to bring into this week so that this week they are happy for no reason. It's Columbus Day tomorrow. A lot of people aren't working. Banks are closed. That in itself, people are happy. So
yeah.
Tell us about Happy For No Reason, and we're going to play out with it. But before we go, actually, before we set that up, I just want you to give us some wisdom for the week.
Wisdom for the week. Oh, well, I guess if the golden rule is treat others as you would like to be treated and love others as you would like to be loved, then you need to start loving yourself first, and that'll help you out with that.
And that will help you out with that. So tell us about Happy for No Reason. Where did it come from?
So Happy for No Reason, I was in India on a retreat with my beautiful guru, and I got really sick with bronchitis. And so there was all sorts of horrible things happening with bronchitis and the pain and the unable to talk or sing, and I couldn't participate in the retreat. And I woke up and I just had to spend a few days alone in my hotel room, which was a bit disappointing. But this one day I woke up and, you know, it was that crusty, painful feeling in the lungs, and there was that happy feeling in my heart. And I thought, what is that? And it started singing, you know, the song that you're about to hear, I'm Just Happy for No Reason. And I thought, that's a very special thing. We should feel into that a little bit more in life.
We should. And that's what we're going to do with it tonight here on Max and Friends. We're going to be happy for no reason. Gayatri K, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really look forward to having you back on when you're up on iTunes where people can buy your music. But for tonight, they can hear it here on Max and Friends. We're going to have replays this week, so tune in to hear the replays. Tweet me at Max Tucci always. I love you all for listening. Gayatri, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Max.
I'm going to talk to you after the show. But in the meantime, everyone, I wish you a good night. I wish you good karma. And I wish you for this week that you take life to the max. Love one another, be kind to another, and lift up people's spirits this week. And hear them, ask them, what's going on in your life today? And you might know, you might not know, you might be happy for no reason. On that note, I'm your host, Max Tucci for Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I am exhausted, just to let you know, because we had such a weekend, but I would never, ever leave you all on a Sunday night without me being here. So take life to the max. Good night, good karma, and be happy for no reason. Play it on Max and Friends. Good night.
I woke up this morning with a smile on my face and a taste of something humming from within. And as the sun was dawning, well, it gave me some grace, illuminating joy deep down beneath my skin. And I'm just happy for no reason. And you may say I'm crazy, but if the sun has any troubles, they become part of its blazing. And so I'm gonna be like the sun in the sky, illuminating all the clouds passing by. I'll be the joy, such warmth and light, celebrating everything in my life. It's gonna be bold and it's gonna be bright, because nothing can stop the sun from shining. No, nothing can stop the sun from shining. There's a sparkle in my eye now, though it wasn't there before. It's like a symphony of summer in my heart. Cause baby, I'd forgotten what lies hidden at my core. But now I've found that spark and come out of the dark. And I'm just happy for no reason. And you may say I'm crazy, but if the sun has any troubles, they become part of its blazing. And so I'm gonna be like the sun in the sky, illuminating all the clouds passing by. I'll be the joy, such warmth and light, celebrating everything in my life. It's gonna be bold and it's gonna be bright, cause nothing can stop the sun from shining. No, nothing can stop the sun from shining. So come fly.